This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So let's talk a little bit about what our favorite Christmas songs are. And I'm going to start. And whatever, you guys can talk about which ones are your favorite and kind of explain to you why it is that that one is particularly of interest to you. Mine is O Come All Ye Faithful. And there's something about O Come All Ye Faithful to me that really embodies the purpose of Christmas. You know, the birth of Christ is celebrated. If you're a Christian and you're celebrating Christmas as a Christian holiday, maybe you're somebody who is an Easter Christmas churchgoer or whatever, but when you go into church and you sit down and you sing these traditional Christmas carols, I think it's really powerful to sit down and think about the words that some of these songs that seem as old as time. But O Come All Ye Faithful for me is particularly of interest to me because when I was a little girl, we would always go to my mom's parents' house on Christmas Eve. That was when my mom's family got together. We all got together at my grandma and grandma's house. And there was a period of time where we used to go to their... Grandma always played bells, handbells. And I played handbells for a little bit of time while I was in grade school, mostly because grandma did. And it was really important to her. Like, Monday night was bell choir night. If you wanted to go with grandma on somewhere on Monday, you had to work around bells or it didn't happen. But she would always, the bell choir would always play, and it was always so beautiful. St. Paul Lutheran Church in Hamel, which is just a wonderful church. It's where I was baptized. I was 1984. And we would go to that church and we would worship there, and then we would go to grandma's house. And, you know, when you're like a five-year-old kid and you're worshiping and you're like, there are Christmas presents coming and there are cookies and stuff, you're like sitting in church like, okay, baby Jesus, yay. Let's get a move on. But there was something always that would suck me in the middle of that worship service that it's almost like I can close my eyes. I can sense the level of the lighting that was in the sanctuary among all of the people who were worshiping there. But the thing that I can hear the most, and this chokes me up every time, O Come All Ye Faithful is sung in church, but I can hear my grandpa singing. And the thing about O Come All Ye Faithful that really touches me is it's the line in there, it says, sing choirs of angels. And it talks about all ye citizens of heaven above. And like, okay, so yes, I'm a Christian and I've talked about this a lot. And we've talked earlier in the show about talking about being Christian. So we're really just going in ham on this right now. But when you're thinking about the birth of Christ and you're also a little kid and you're thinking about presents and everything, there's just so much emotion that exists there. But that line pushes me over the top every time. When I think about singing with choirs of angels, but I also think about the citizens of heaven above, I think about my grandpa and I can hear him. If you've been raised in a church and you ever sat with, I mean, okay, I'm just going to out like the good old Lutheran, like old German Lutheran way of listening to a man sing a hymn in church. That might mean something to you. I bet it's the same for Catholics. I bet it's the same for Baptists. I bet it's the same for everybody out there. My experience is the Lutheran, the German Lutheran tradition. But if you are in a position to raise your families, to raise your children, so that one day your children and your children's children can remember what it was like for you to sing in church, what a gift. And I think for me, "O Come All You Faithful," it's not so much about the song. It's a wonderful song and I love it. I can't sing. I didn't think I'd be able to get all the way through this, but I can't sing the song without, that is the song I participate in church that I feel what I'm singing the most. And when I think about the citizens of heaven above, which I will one day be, which my children will one day be, that's the whole purpose of the story of the birth of Christ for me. That's why "O Come All You Faithful" is my favorite song.
My story's not quite as good as that.
Good luck.
Sorry.
But "Silent Night" is just a great Christmas song that I enjoy. And whenever, and it's really not associated with this, but it is in my head, that when I sing it, I think about sitting in the snow as a kid where everything's real quiet.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why. Like, it's "Silent Night." I guess that's really the only connection to that
out.
Word. But it's a nice memory because it's so calm and it reminds me of the song. That's really it all it is.
I think that the quiet and the silence, especially if you have had the privilege of falling asleep right before Santa Claus comes, and you know when you go to bed right before Santa Claus comes, how peaceful and quiet everything is and how exciting and how over the top it's going to be. When the celebration occurs, there's something very biblical about that moment, too.
Yeah.
Ethan?
So mine was "O Holy Night." And similar to you, Annie, in that there's just a lyric that kind of just gets you because of the significance behind it. There's a couple of different songs, some Christmas, some just worship in general, that there's just a line or two that'll just get me. And it's almost this recognition of the power behind those lines. And in "O Holy Night," when it says, "Fall on your knees and hear the angel voices," the thought of that, there were people that lived on this earth that looked up in the sky on one night and saw a sky full of angels just singing at the birth of a baby. Is one
like?
Of the most, it's just very overwhelming. It makes me feel very small, but also it makes me in a beautiful way fearful of our God and how powerful he is at his birth as a baby, willing to go into human form, that there was this massive celebration in heaven that that the beginning of the ultimate sacrifice had begun. And I think that just based on, like, as I'm singing this, I just, all these emotions start to come based off of all of those thoughts. And I think it's a beautiful thing.
That's a great story too. Brad, your choice?
So mine is the last one on the list. It's "God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen." And the reason that I really like this is, so Ethan was talking a little bit about that healthy, amazing fear of God. But this is all about God's comfort. "God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born this Christmas day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. O tidings of comfort and joy." The song assumes that there is an underlying dismay that every man has. And like, as a young man, I didn't really understand that because I was wrapped up in Christmas, like you were saying. I was a kid, presents and cookies and grandma and grandpa and aunts and uncles and all that other stuff. And that's what it was to me. But as I matured and as I got older and when I became a Christian, one of the things that really got me was that God came to earth in human form, lived a full life, and then died on the cross to pay for not just my sins, but the sin debt of the whole world. And before we had that, we didn't have salvation. Before you have that, you don't have the hope that you would think that you would have. And this song has always provided me great comfort. And what's ironic about it is when I would hear it when I was little, I would hear the line about Satan's power, and that would scare me. And now it's just the opposite.
Well, that's what a peace that will pass all understanding will do. I think Christmas, the pace and the speed with which Christmas happens, there's always this part of the Christmas season where it's usually like when you get in the midst of it. And I've done this both ways, celebrating Christmas with my family, especially after I have kids. I remember one Christmas holiday where Christmas was over and my husband and I looked at each other and we're like, we missed the whole thing. We spent the whole time worrying about being in the places, trying to satisfy all the people who wanted us to be where we wanted to be and when. And it was so put upon us by ourselves. It wasn't put upon us by anyone else. We just felt all of this obligation to meet all of these needs and all of these demands. And it was interesting to reflect at the end of that and think, in our own busyness, in our own, you know, box checking from our list that we were checking twice, we missed the whole purpose of Christmas. And, you know, all of these songs kind of have a common understanding of peace. And also that idea that you can turn over anything that is causing you anxiety, causing you pain, causing you loneliness. You can, it's not that those things cease to exist on Christmas. And in fact, there are people who experience them exponentially during the holiday season. But usually, you know, Ryan, to your point of what you were talking about, like that silence and that calm and that peace that exists is where, if you are hopefully patient enough, if you're able to just kind of let go of the burdens that we put on ourselves, you'll often find that peace is just sitting there staring at you, just waiting for you to feel it, to be willing to feel it, to stop pushing it away because it's there. And the Christmas season is really about that. The Christmas season is really about the opposite of what we are inclined to make of it. And we get into these conversations, you know, playfully on the radio show. We'll get into these conversations about like the most annoying Christmas songs.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And in the midst of, there's nothing wrong with that, but in the midst of our needing to buy all the gifts and to be all the places and to bake all the things and to do all the stuff, we can very quickly and easily miss the ultimate joy that comes from Christmas, which is generally still. It's a stillness that exists because we have confidence in what is to come. And when you realize that what is to come has been cared for already for you, taken upon, that all the burdens that you feel, it's on someone else, and it's been cared for, it's been done. The loneliness you feel will be taken care of. The pressure that you feel, you know, a lot of people right now are feeling the pressure of a tough economy. All of that will be relieved from you. And you just get to, you are blessed to sit and take it in and celebrate. And a lot of times for me, I get to feel that the most when it's quiet, when it's still, when it's calm.